Matt, what will be some of the focal points this week as you prepare for Carolina defense?
Yeah, very good defense we're going against this week. We know that from playing against those guys last year and, you know, being in division. They're physical in the front seven. I think their defensive line does a very good job. They've got two really, really good linebackers, you know, and they're solid in the secondary. So we've got our work cut out for us. The key for us is just get prepared and play the way that we're capable of. We feel like if we play our best ball, we can go toe-to-toe with anybody.
Coach Rivera said, you know, one of the matchups is you going against Luke, and did they give him audibles to try to match your audibles? And it's kind of battle of the wits between you guys.
Yeah, I mean, we both got really good training at Boston College. So, yeah, you know, he's a great player and does a great job of getting them into, you know, a lot of different looks. And for us, it's about being prepared, knowing our plan, and making sure that we're getting into the right looks. And sometimes they're going to get us. That's just the way it goes. And when they have the right call on, we've got to make sure that we're still getting positive yards. And that's going to be important for us throughout the game.
You guys are, I think, 8 for your last 10 in the red zone touchdowns. One of those is a kneel down. So what's been the difference, you think?
Well, I think we've run the ball really well down there. You know, that's the key. If you can run the ball effectively inside the 10, especially with the kind of backs that we have, our offensive line has done a great job. But when those guys can get downhill and you can score points running the football, that's huge. And then I think when we've thrown it effectively. And so, you know, I just think it's good execution, and that's something that we got to continue to harp on. And really, I mean, when you watch the film, there's things that we can even do better. A lot of things that we can improve on. And that's kind of the focus when you do score points or you play well offensively. And then you go back and you watch the film and you see, you know, 15 things we could have done better. You know, that's what you got to harp on. And you got to focus on that improvement. And I think there's a lot of areas we can do better.
Dan was saying that you guys have really not even begun to expand your playbook down there. There's a lot left to show.
Yeah, I think there is. You know, I think there's a lot more we can do down there. But, you know, when you're running it pretty good, there's no need to overcomplicate it. You know, we had a play in last week's game where we handed it to Tevin, and, you know, from the 3-yard line, he walked in untouched, you know, kind of bouncing it out to the left. So the more we can get those kind of looks, the better off we'll be.
As a zone read quarterback averaging 4.1 yards per carry, how important are your legs in this matchup?
I don't think very important, to be honest with you. But, you know, it was just something that, it fit for the scheme we were doing last week, and not a big part of what we're going to do. But, you know, I've always felt like if I can help in third downs extend, you know, one or two plays or help pick one or two third downs up in a game with my legs, you know, that's huge for us. And it worked out well for us in New Orleans.
All your big throws are coming on rollouts this year. I know you work on your footwork a lot. Do you feel more comfortable in those plays this season?
Yeah, you know, I feel good on it. I feel like I worked hard, you know, this off season with throwing on the run. Obviously, it's a big part of what we do and a part of this scheme. And so I just want to be at my best at it. I feel like we're in a good spot right now. And I think we've done an effective job getting outside the pocket and creating some plays for explosive gains.
How's the hand feeling? And does it change things?
No, I'm fine. You know, my body feels good and I'll be ready to go.
Matt, Brett Favre praised you on radio, your performance against the Saints. But one of the things he said was, hey, to get that off his back, he's got to have some postseason success. When a Hall of Fame quarterback says those kind of things, do you pay attention? Do you say, hey, I'm not worried about that? Or does it make a little bit more sense coming from a guy like that?
You know, obviously I have a ton of respect for Brett. And he was one of my idols growing up. And I think he would say the same thing. You know, if I'm worrying about that now, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, I've always felt like you've got to concentrate on this week and not look too far down the road. And so for me, you know, I'm not worrying about anything other than getting ready to play well and play the best I can this week. And we'll handle all the other stuff when that comes down the line.
It seemed like last year, probably one of the biggest wins. You're only one of two teams to beat them last year. But also up in Charlotte, it was probably one of the lowest of the lows. How do you feel that they're going to feel coming into this game, probably wanting some revenge?
I mean, you know, last year was last year. That's always – it's different teams. I mean, we got a lot of different players, and, you know, they've got some different players too. You know, I'm sure they'll be ready to play. There's no question about that. They're one of the teams that every time you go against them, they're physical, they're prepared, and they don't make many mistakes. So, I mean, that's kind of the mindset that I have going into this week is we got to play our best football. And, you know, I'm sure they'll come down here and be ready to play.
When other teams are double, triple teaming Julio, what does that leave for the other guys on the team and for you and your passing windows?
Well, I think it leaves some opportunities for guys to have, you know, advantages in terms of one-on-ones. And we've seen that the first couple of weeks. And, you know, I think, you know, our group of guys on the offensive side have done a great job of taking advantage of those matchups. So who does a lot of things for us? I know last week he only had one catch, but, you know, he does a lot of things off the stat sheet that help other guys and does a great job in the run game as well. His numbers will come. You know, he's going to have a big year, but, you know, he definitely opens some things up for other guys.
Is that kind of like Jordan, Dean Smith holding Jordan down when he was in college? Julio get one catch?
Yeah, I don't think anybody's trying to hold Julio down, that's for sure. You know, I don't know. We had a, you know, I'm not sure how many targets we had the other night, but seven, yeah. You know, I missed on a few, but that's just the way it goes. Sometimes, you know, that's the way it goes. But, you know, he's always going to be a big focal point of what we do. He's just that good.
What did you see on those ones in the end zone? You know, seemed like you.
Yeah, the first one, you know, fade route, the first one, and they kind of played it a little differently than I think we both expected. And I kind of threw that one away because it wasn't the look we were going for. The second one is just, it's close. You know, I think his feet were out, but not much. And, you know, that's the difference. If that ball's up and down, you know, a millisecond faster, it's a touchdown. And so, you know, those are the things I got to clean up. Just be a little bit better, give him a better chance to get his feet in. But the difference between, you know, one catch or whatever and two catches and a touchdown is I mean, it's that small. And hopefully that's something we can clean up.
And you guys talked a lot about that last year, about, hey, we try those in practice, didn't maybe do them so much in the game, but looks like you guys want to try.
Yeah, I mean, certainly. I mean, the call's got to come up, too. I mean, that's the thing. That call came up twice for us down there because we thought it was good. And, you know, we just didn't execute. But you got to keep throwing them, and we're going to keep throwing them, be aggressive. And, you know, I have a feeling we're going to come down with more of those than not.
Were you surprised at the reaction that everybody got from your non-block on fairway?
No, I wasn't surprised because I got that reaction as soon as I stood up from both our quarterbacks on the sidelines. So I kind of anticipated, you know, what I was going to catch in the locker room. And then obviously it takes off on Twitter and Instagram and all those things on Snap. So it's just the way it goes. You know, sometimes if you play enough plays, you're going to look stupid out there once in a while. And I did the other night.